The following program is paid for by the friends and partners of Joyce Meyer Ministries.
Let's trust God with our pain. Can some of you take your pain tonight and trust God with your pain?
As we walk through each new day, we all have questions. They're just part of life. But did you know there are answers for you? God says when we look, we'll find Him. He's not trying to hide anything. So together, we are discovering life's everyday answers.
Trusting God is sometimes easier said than done, especially during difficult circumstances. Those times in our life where we just don't understand what God is doing and we have so many questions. Well, our show today is going to answer a question that we get from social media. This is from Sharon in Washington State, and Sharon says, "My daughter lost her husband, father of two young girls, age 6 months and 2 years old. I do not have words for them. How can I help my girls heal? It's such a painful, difficult time that this family is going through, Sharon, and many of you watching right now. So today you'll see how God is comforting another couple who lost their child. And Joyce will answer the question so many of us ask, how can I trust God when bad things happen?
Tonight I want to talk about trusting God when you don't understand. It's one thing to trust God for something. This room is full of people tonight and lots of people watching by TV that you're trusting God for something. You're asking God to change something in your life, to give you something, or to make something go away that's unpleasant. You're trusting God to change somebody else in your life. It's one thing to trust God to give you something or to do something. It's another thing entirely to trust God through something, or to continue trusting God when He's not giving you what you want, when everything around you is shaking and you just do not understand what is going on. I would imagine that we have people here tonight, and lots of them, that you feel like literally everything in your life is shaking right now. Got anybody? All right. Now see, for some of you, it's just a thing here or there, but some of you, I mean, it's like, what is going on? And you just don't understand. But I can tell you from many years of experience, and the only way you really learn how to trust God is through experience, by the way. We all start out wanting to trust God, and the only way we learn how to trust God is by having a reason to have to trust God. And then as we do trust Him, we see His faithfulness, and then little by little, as we journey with God, and our walk with Him is a journey, as we journey with God, we gain experience. Now, the way you trust God now, if you've been born again for 5 years, is nothing compared to the way you'll trust God another 5 years go by, or another 10 years go by, or another 20 years go by. And we will never 100% completely trust until Jesus comes back to get us. But thankfully, we can continue to grow. Trusting God is a decision. And I want to encourage those of you tonight that feel like everything in your life is shaking, that your only real answer is to trust God and to keep on trusting God, and to keep on trusting God. And yes, it's difficult when you don't understand what's going on, and it's especially difficult when what's going on in your life just does not seem fair.
We were seated at the dinner table, and Judd couldn't find his sippy cup. And so he's saying, "Where's my sippy cup? Where's my sippy cup?" Well, Drake and I are looking, and his sippy cup is literally directly in front of him. And it was one of those, it was early on in the journey of this disease, but it was so wrenching for us to realize that his sight was such that he couldn't even see the sippy cup that was right directly in front of him. And so Drake just burst into tears. And Judson, as sweet as he was, said, "Daddy, why are you crying?" And Drake says, "I'm crying, Jed, because we want you to be better. We want you to be well. We don't want you to be sick." And he said, He said, do you want me to hold you? And Drake says, that would be great, Judd, but why don't we keep eating? And so in that moment, Judd starts to quote to us the story of Job from his toddler Bible. And he's telling us, am I going to get angry at God? No, because God has given me all I have. And he was again giving us eyes to see, should we be getting angry at God? No, because this son is a son we didn't even expect to have. He's this huge, amazing gift. And here, how can we say, I'm angry at you for giving me a gift this way? No, he's saying, this, you gave me all I had, God, and I will continue to love you. And that moment ended up being a pivotal moment for me on this journey as I kept going back to the story of Job that Judd had quoted back to me and saying, am I going to get angry at God because this isn't what I expected, this isn't what I wanted, or am I going to continue to love him? And sometimes there's still anger, but I it was a choice to say, no, God, I recognize that my son is a gift from you. You gave him to me, and I wasn't entitled to him. I wasn't entitled to have this little child. It was completely a gift. And every breath that he has is a gift. Every word he speaks to me is a gift. Jesse is a gift. I'm not entitled to these things. And in fact, every breath I have is a gift. And so how can I look to you and say I'm angry, or I don't deserve this, or it shouldn't be this way, when the truth is I didn't deserve any of this in the first place? These are blessings from you. These are gifts from you. And because of that, I will love you whatever you choose to do with these gifts you had given.
Things that you're going through right now that you do not understand, you cannot make any sense out of at all, later on, I promise you, later on, you will look back and say, now I get it. Now I get it. Amen? And please believe me when I say that a lot of the things that you think are terrible, actually, in reality, are good. I didn't think I'd get much of a clap on that. And the things that aren't good, God can work for good. But now listen, we're partners with God. He doesn't just work everything out for good. We trust him and he works everything out for good. We trust God and he works everything out for good. You know, we're so afraid of pain, but a lot of times pain makes things better. It does. Sometimes you can have eternal pain that's getting you nowhere, but if you have the right kind of pain, or if you embrace the right kind of pain for a short period of time, it will bring you into a much better place. I can use the example of the knee replacements. I mean, I hope I don't have to have a knee replaced. The hip replacement surgery that I had. I put up with back pain for 20 plus years. Pain, 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 pain. How many of you have had pain long enough in your life? And I'm not just talking physical pain. I'm talking emotional pain or any other kind of pain. Is anybody tired of being upset all the time? Tired of being mad at people because you choose bad friends that you won't let go of and then you don't understand? Why not just pray, God, get every person out of my life that is not good for me, and even if I'm lonely for a long time, give me people in my life that are right, godly people I can count on and trust. Well, I tell you what, if I can get you to pray some specific ways, we can get some of God's business done in this place tonight. Not just, oh, God, bless me. Bless me, Lord. No, how about send your fire? Shake everything in my life that can be shaken. And it may not be pleasant for a while, but honey, later on is such an anointed time in our lives. You see, now I'm living in later on. But it wasn't easy to get here. It was worth it. I finally got fed up with going around and around the same stupid mountains over and over and over. Oh, God, I don't understand what's wrong. Oh, God. I hope somebody in the building is at that place tonight and my message can do you some kind of good. Could we at least pray, God, you do what you want to do in my life? I have a little prayer that I pray. God, if you have to, tie me to the altar. That's why, if you have to, tie me to the altar and don't let me get away, but do what you want to do in my life.
Living a whole life requires us to hold both the joy and pain together. And when I first lost Jed, I felt like the pain was so overwhelming that it was snatching away every bit of joy. And I began to recognize that that wasn't true. I can be out laughing with my daughter and having the best time and still feel the loss of my son. It doesn't have to be one or the other, and that it really can't be one or the other. Paul says, to live is Christ and to die is gain, became new to me. I couldn't understand that before. Like, how could he hold those two? But I feel like I'm torn between two worlds in a really good way. I am longing for heaven and what God has there, but I also believe that he has purpose and plan for me here. And I look at my daughter and I think I have rich life with this precious girl. And I want to be part of what God is doing in her life and the lives of the people around me. And I want to be part of what he's wanting to accomplish for his kingdom here on earth. And that it's not just about then, but the now affects then. And I want to be part of the now too. And I want to be part of what he's doing here on earth.
Today, we really want to be an encouragement to you. If you're watching right now and some of the things that Christina has been sharing, that Joyce has been sharing, have really connected with where you are, know that you're not alone. And just like Christina was saying, there comes a time, as hard as it is, that you have to move on. And our prayer for you is that God will start that process in your life today. It's so important that we are there for each other. And that's a great thing about social media. Even though they may be strangers, there are ways that we can support one another, encourage and pray for one another. So here's a comment that we received from Debbie. Debbie says, I tried to commit suicide a couple times. I didn't want to live after losing my brother and sister. I felt God took them away and there was no reason for me to live. God's word has helped me come out of this hole that I have been in for the past couple years. I know as the days go by, I will get stronger and stronger. And that really is the key. There will be hard times, but there will be better times. And with God's help, with the Holy Spirit being your comfort, you'll get stronger and stronger. We're going to continue with more of what God's word says about it as Joyce encourages us. But we want to ask you to share with other people in a way that will help them know that there is light at the end of that tunnel that they're in. Share with us how God is helping you cope with the loss of a loved one. On Facebook, on our Joyce Meyer Ministries Facebook page, on Twitter, use hashtag EA. Let's just be there for each other and then share those stories of what God is doing. Right now, let's get back to Joyce's answer to the question, how can I trust God when bad things happen?
Isaiah 40:29-31 are wonderful scriptures that we should take a look at right now. You know them. He gives power to the faint and the weary, and to him who has no might, he increases strength, causing it to multiply and making it abound. Even young people shall faint and be weary, and selected young men shall feebly stumble and fall exhausted. But they that wait upon the Lord. See, I knew you'd like that. But they that wait upon the Lord, who expect, look for, and hope in him, shall change and renew their strength. Through the strength of God, you can rise up and rebuild. You can run and not be weary. You can walk and you shall not faint. Well, what do you do when things are happening in your life and you just don't understand? Psalm 37:3, trust in the Lord and do good. Trust, lean on, rely on, and be confident in the Lord and do good. Very simple. It's a two-step plan to success when everything in your life is falling apart. Trust God and do good. Now, whatever ails us, God's word is medicine for our soul. And, you know, like, for example, if I sin and I'm miserable with guilt because I've sinned, I can take a good dose of God forgives me. I can take a good dose of the mercy of God and be healed in my soul. If I'm mad at somebody else because they've hurt me, I can take a good dose of I forgive you and be completely healed. If I'm sick with jealousy because somebody else is getting what I want, I can take a great big dose of contentment and my soul can be healed. But there's one thing that is the answer to every problem that ails us, and it's called trust God and do good. If you have a nice big bottle of both of these things in your house, I don't care what ails you, you've got what you need to always be well. Now look, this is a prescription for trust. It comes from Dr. Jesus. The patient is prescribed for as whosoever. Take as many as you need for as long as you need. Refills are endless. But you have to be careful. This stuff has side effects. I mean, when you start taking trust, wow. You have a side effect of peace, joy, stability, confidence. Better life. And then if you match it up with some do-good. See, I think a lot of times we think, well, I'm trusting God, but what are you doing? While you're trusting God, are you sowing some good seeds in somebody else's life? And believing that even though you can't fix your own problem, you can help somebody else, and through doing that, you're sowing a seed that will then bring a harvest in your life. I don't care how bad off you are, you can always find something that you can do for somebody else, and nothing makes the devil any madder than when he's throwing his best, biggest problem at you for you to say, I'm going to trust God and I'm going to help somebody else. Now, this do-good stuff has side effects, too, and they're extreme happiness. And rewards in heaven. See? Trust God. They're right in here, the pills. And we got do-good pills in here, too. You know, when we don't understand and we start trying to figure out what only God knows, there can only be one result, and that's confusion. If I would have started out tonight and said, how many of you are confused right now about something going on in your life, I would have had a lot of hands go up. But see, here's the truth. You can't be confused if you refuse to try to figure it out. I can tell you right now, Dave is a guy that does not try to figure anything out. He's just like, God knows, and he'll take care of it. I'm casting my care. And I've gotten there. It's taken me 40 years, but I have a breakdown every once in a while, but I'm doing good. You know, in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, the Bible says that we know in part. We know in part. We don't know everything. We're not intended to know everything. It wouldn't even be good for us if we knew everything. Do you know, if you knew right now everything coming up in your future, most of us would just sign off and say, forget it. Or even if you knew how God intends to use you or bless you in the future, you might get full of pride and that would ruin it. So God only reveals things to us a little bit of time as he knows it's right. And there is no such thing, there's no need for trust if we know everything. Do you know that God really couldn't even be your God if you knew everything that he knows? We need to get satisfied to know the one who knows and not have to know everything. Can some of you take a step of faith tonight and say, I don't understand what's going on in my life, but I am not going to try to figure it out anymore. I am going to trust God and I am going to do good.
I know I've been waiting long. Now I know where I belong. I can feel at home beyond the ground. I don't think I've ever felt.
I think one of the gifts is just to see how God can take this little guy that we love so much and to use him in other people's lives and to see him bring redemption. We've had people say that they have come to know God through him, whether it be through the book, or I've had people say it's totally changed their parenting because it gives them perspective. I remember one time when I spoke where 13 people came to know the Lord, and I thought, as hard as it is that my son's life was taken, to think that 13 people gained real life through that, I think that is the power of God's redemptive work. And again, it's hard to say I would choose it, but man, what a gift that he can use these things to change lives. And you know, we've started a nonprofit recently in honor of Judson, and God's just kind of given us a mission through his life to share the hope of heaven.
As I think back to the journey, we had so many people say throughout the process that God was using it, God was blessing it, that somehow he would draw people in to pray for us and to watch what was going on. And during the journey, he changed them, like through their love, sometimes through just watching what was going on. It's like he used it to grab their hearts. And you know, we just had dinner with somebody who had left his faith, and knowing that his son was born a day before Judd, and reading about our journey, God just used that to pull him right back in. And we continue to see opportunities to share the story and to speak the hope that we have to the hope that we have in Christ. And you know, one of the things that we did is was to plant a tree at a park that Judd used to play at. And you know, my prayer for that tree was always that it would grow to be the biggest tree in the park, to be a blessing, like our little boy. Started so small and was so small, and has become a blessing. It means so much.
God stretches us in our life. How many of you have walked with God a few years and now you have a much greater capacity to trust him than you did before? Amen. Isn't life so much better when we trust God? No matter what your problem is, the answer to it is trust God and do good. I love John 11:40. He said, did I not tell you and promise you that if you would only believe, you would see the glory of God? What is the work that God requires of us that we believe? Come on, some of you, when I said everything around you shaking and you, I could see you like, there's pain in this room tonight. You know what? And I understand. I get it. And we get confused about our pain. It's interesting that we never get confused about the good times. You know, I've never sat around and got confused about, wow, I wonder, I just can't figure out why God's letting me be on television around the world. Why does that really confuses me? I've never one time done that. I'm just like, yes. But if he took me off, I'd be confused. You understand what I'm saying? We don't get, you know, our confusion is selective, and we're only confused about the stuff we don't like. We're only confused about the things that hurt. But let's trust God with our pain. Can some of you take your pain tonight and trust God with your pain and say, God, this hurts so bad I feel like I can't stand it, but I trust you and I'm going to keep trying to be a blessing to other people because I believe that even if it hurts, you're helping me give birth to something new in my life.
Just like children don't always understand the actions of a good parent, we do not always understand God. And if a good parent's actions are in the best interest of their children, how much more so are God's actions toward our best interest? I know what it's like. I've been there when I was so hurt and confused and frankly angry with God, but it was His love that really brought healing in my life with time. So we want to help you get to the point where you feel like your life can continue. And much of that is about spending time understanding God's character in His Word and studying. So we have an offer for you today that I know will help. This is called Trust God and Do Good. It is either available as a digital download or 4 hours of teaching on CD. And let me tell you, this is a newer one of Joyce's, and I happen to think it's one of her best, because what I love is that connection to understanding who God is and knowing why we can trust Him and moving on in that and doing good for others. It will change your life. So make sure that you pick this up today. It's going to help you. And also, when you do this, it supports all of the outreaches of Joyce Meyer Ministries. So it's a really positive thing for everyone involved. We hope you'll join us next week when Joyce answers the question, how do I get into heaven?
The preceding program was paid for by the friends and partners of Joyce Meyer Ministries.